ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। This evening we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 3. मनुष्यानां सहस्रेषु कश्चित् यतिति सिद्धये यतातम् अपि सिद्धानां कश्चिन् मां वेति तत्त्वतः। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. Purport. There are various grades of men. Out of many thousands, one may sufficiently be interested in transcendental realization to try to know what is the self, what is the body, and what is the absolute truth. Generally, mankind is simply engaged in animal propensities, namely eating, sleeping, defending, and mating. And hardly anyone is interested in transcendental knowledge. The first six chapters of Bhagavad Gita are meant for those who are interested in transcendental knowledge, in understanding the self, the super self, and the process of realization by Gyan Yoga, Dhyan Yoga, or discrimination of the self from matter. However, Krishna can be known only by persons who are in Krishna consciousness. Other transcendentalists may achieve impersonal Brahman realization, for this is easier than understanding Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Person, but at the same time, He is beyond the knowledge of Brahman and Paramatma. The yogis and jnanis are confused in their attempts to understand Krishna. Although the greatest of the impersonalists, Sripad Shankaracharya, has admitted in the Gita commentary that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, His followers do not accept Krishna as such, for it is very difficult to know Krishna, even though one has transcendental realization of impersonal Brahman. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the primeval Lord Govinda. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. It is very difficult for the non-devotees to know Him. Although non-devotees declare that the path of bhakti or devotional service is very easy, they cannot practice it. If the path of bhakti is so easy, as the non-devotee class of men proclaim, then why do they take up the difficult path? Actually, the path of bhakti is not easy. The so-called path of bhakti practiced by unauthorized persons without knowledge of bhakti may be easy. But when it is practiced factually according to the rules and regulations, the speculative scholars and philosophers fall away from the path. Srila Rupa Goswami writes in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.101, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidim Vina Ekantiki Harer Bhakti Utpataiva Kalpate. Devotional service of the Lord that ignores the authorized Vedic literatures like the Upanishads, Puranas, Narad Pancharatra is simply an unnecessary disturbance in society. It is not possible for the Brahman realized impersonalist or Paramatma realized yogi to understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the son of Mother Yashoda or the charioteer of Arjuna. Even the great demigods are sometimes confused about Krishna, Muyanti tat suryaha mam tu vedana kashchana. No one can know me as I am, the Lord says. And if one does know him, then sahamatma sudurlabha. Such a great soul is very rare. Therefore, unless one practices devotional service to the Lord, one cannot know Krishna as he is tatvatah. Even though one is a great scholar or philosopher, only the pure devotees can know something of the inconceivable transcendental qualities in Krishna. In the cause of all causes, in his omnipotence and opulence, and in his wealth, fame, strength, beauty, knowledge and renunciation. Because Krishna is benevolently inclined to his devotees, he is the last word in Brahman realization. And the devotees alone can realize him as he is. Therefore it is said, Atha Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavet Kriyam Indriya Sevan Mukehi Jivado Swayam Eva Spurati Adha. No one can understand Krishna as he is by the blunt material senses, but he reveals himself to the devotees, being pleased with them for their transcendental loving service unto him. Bas Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu 1.2.234. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama. Very important shloka of the Bhagavad Gita. Here we see from the translation of the shloka, which says that out of many thousands of men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains in the purport that we have got this rare human form of life. We are revolving in the cycle of birth and death, going through so many species of life. Bhagavad Gita explains that there are 84 lakh species, 8.4 million species. The tiger, the lion, the elephant, the terrestrial animals, the aquatic animals, the aerial animals, so many types of human beings. So 8.4 million species. So after going through this cycle of evolution, one gets this rare human birth. But unfortunately, we are so covered that even after getting this human form of life, we forget what is the purpose of this human form of life. What is the goal of human form of life? Srila Prabhupada explains that this human life is waste if we don't inquire that what is the goal of human form of life. Srila Prabhupada explains here that there is not much difference between the animals and the human beings. We have this nice shloka from the Mahabharata. Ahar nidra bhaya maitunam cha samyam yetat pashubir naranam dharmohitesham adhiko visheshu dharmena hina pashubir samana. There is not much difference between the human beings and animals. The animals are eating whatever they get, and the human beings are eating in their house, in the hotels. And then the animal sleeps on the road. Human beings are enjoying sleeping in their comfortable beds, in their house. And then human beings reproduce. Even the animals, they reproduce. And we defend, and even the animals defend. Suppose some dog living in this area sees that some other dog has come from outside. He immediately starts barking. Oh, this is my place. This is my boundary. This is my area. He starts defending. Even we defend. Like somebody attacks us. We go to the court. We go to the police. We defend. So there is not much difference between a human being and animal. The activities are same. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. But we see in the human form, a human being is said to be a rational animal. Why is said to be a rational animal? Because he has power to think. Vikasit buddhi. He is the knowledge, or he has a higher consciousness. Just like the human beings are suffering, even the animals are suffering. But when a human being suffers, he asks questions. He asks questions that, why am I suffering? Why so much trouble in my life? What wrong I did? Why God is doing this with me? So a human being asks questions. That is the inquisitive power human being has. But animals, they don't ask. They don't know why they are suffering. Although they suffer, sometimes they are in the heavy rains, searching for shelter here and there. So, but they cannot ask anybody. But a human being can ask, oh, why am I suffering? So, in the initial days, in the beginning of my Krishna consciousness, when I used to come, I heard of an example, a very wonderful example, simple, that just like we are revolving in the cycle of birth and death in 84 lakh species. Although we are suffering, but only a devotee realizes, oh, that I am suffering. The materialistic, although they are suffering, but they feel that, oh, if I work hard, if I have some other goal, I will achieve success. So a nice example is given. If you go to the jatra or the fair, so we see in the fair there is a giant wheel, and everybody likes to enjoy in that giant wheel. It goes high in the sky and then comes down. We have a different feeling in our stomach, and some pleasure is there that we are coming down from such a high height. We are going so high. So imagine that you are sitting in this giant wheel. You want to enjoy the ride in the giant wheel. So you buy the ticket, you sit in the giant wheel. And the person who is operating this giant wheel, he feels that, oh, this boys, Jai Shri Shri Radha Vapinaji Bhagwan ki, Shri Gopal Ji Bhagwan ki, Jai Shri Shri Nitai Gaur Chandra Bhagwan ki. Jai. So, the person who is operating this giant wheel, he thinks, oh, these boys, they have troubled all my other people. So today, let me teach them some lesson. So these young boys, they sit in the giant wheel, and the giant wheel starts revolving, and the boys are enjoying, but then it becomes so fast, and this person is not ready to stop this giant wheel. The giant wheel is moving. So initially they were enjoying, but then they realized, oh, now it should stop. Somebody should stop this. We are feeling giddiness. We are suffering. We are feeling like vomiting. Please stop this. There's so much of suffering. But this person says, oh, you wanted to enjoy, please enjoy. So the person who is operating is not ready to stop. So similar is our condition. We are in this cycle of repeated birth and death. We are again and again taking birth, again and again dying, again and again taking birth, dying, birth, death, birth, death, birth, death. We are in the cycle of birth and death. We are suffering so much. And we should shout, please stop. Somebody, please stop this. I don't want to suffer anymore. I want to come out from this cycle of birth and death. So this is what the temple is meant for. The purpose of the temple is to teach, educate people that who am I? What is my relationship with God? Why am I suffering in this material world? Although I am doing all good, but why am I suffering? So a human being, an inquisitive person, an intelligent person will always ask questions. And he will try to find out solution to stop this suffering. So, Prabhupada nicely explains that we see that there is a huge population in Bombay, but how many people come to temple? Not everybody comes to temple. Very few people come to take the darshan of the Lord, to know the absolute truth. So we see that Srila Prabhupada is telling through this purport that in this material world, people are not so much interested in God realization. They just want to enjoy. Somehow or other, they want to make all arrangements that they simply enjoy. So here, we see that if one wants to understand or attain God, there are different stages to attain God. So the first stage is said to be the Sambandha stage. That is to establish a relationship with God. To know who am I. What is my relationship with God? Why am I suffering in this material world? So when one comes to know this, then he tries to establish a relationship with the Supreme Lord. Then comes the prayojan or the process. Second process is to, once the relationship is developed, he tries to render service, perform devotional service to the Lord. And then the third step is prayojan. That is offering all the fruits or acting for the pleasure of the Lord. So, Srila Prabhupada also explains here that there are three different stages of God realization. The Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagwan. Three aspects. Prabhupada also gives wonderful examples in NOI and other places that this Brahman realization, we can give some analogies to understand this concept that how just like we have the sun planet, sun rays, then the sun disk or the sun disk, we can see that it's round shaped, hot, red ball. And then Suryadev, the personality himself. So all three are one. Sunlight is what? Sunlight is sun, right? Then even the sun planet or the sun disk is sun, and then the personality, personality himself is there. So all three are one, but there are different stages. Similarly, the first stage of God realization can be the Brahman. Here it is stated, Brahman realization. Then comes the Paramatma realization. And the last stage is Bhagwan realization. Also, there is another analogy, example, I heard from Shyamanand Prabhu, that just like in one village, first time there was this train was supposed to come for the first time. They had the rail was put up in the village. The railway line was put up, and first time people were going to see this train. So everybody was imagining, what is train? So everybody has had different ideas. But then, from a far distance, they could see the light. And then somebody said, oh, train means it's like light. It's light. What is the definition of train? It's light. Then the train started coming closer. And then somebody saw, oh, it has light. It has an engine. A train has an engine. So then somebody said that, no, it's not only light, it is an engine. Train means an engine. Then the train came closer, and then they could see all the compartments of the train, and the entire train they could see. And then they could understand, oh, train means not only light, engine, but also it has compartments and people are sitting inside it. Similarly, Brahman, we can compare Brahman to this light, Paramatma to the engine, and the entire train to like Bhagwan, complete, his complete whole. So here it is stated that it is not so easy to understand Lord Krishna. Krishna reserves the right to reveal himself. He doesn't reveal so easily. Only a person who becomes his devotee, who performs devotional service, who takes to Krishna consciousness, only he can understand God. Not anybody and everybody. There are big jnanis and yogis. One such group of jnanis and yogis came to meet Srila Prabhupada. And there was big discussion going on. And then Srila Prabhupada asked them that, then you can you explain who is Krishna? And then they are saying, no, it's so difficult, Krishna. And then a small girl, she was just running by, and Srila Prabhupada called this small girl, a devotee's daughter. And Srila Prabhupada asked this small daughter, small girl, that, can you tell me who is Krishna? I will give this cookies to you. And she immediately said that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But we see that there are big jnanis and yogis. They don't understand this simple thing. And then they see that it's very difficult to understand God. God doesn't have a form. He is impersonal. We can become one with God. So Lord reserves the right to reveal himself. We see from the shloka here. Lord Krishna says, Bhaktya mama abhijanati. One can understand me as I am as the personality of Godhead only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of me, by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. So Prabhupada explains, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, his plenary portions cannot be understood by mental speculation, nor by non-devotees. Only a devotee can understand Krishna. If one wants to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has to take to pure devotional service under the guidance of a pure devotee. Otherwise, the truth of Supreme Personality of Godhead will always be hidden. So Lord covers himself by his maya potency. He doesn't reveal himself. We cannot understand him. Only by becoming his devotee, by rendering devotional service, one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we see that one time Yudhishthir Maharaj was asked a question by the Yaksha, that what is the most amazing thing in this material world? And Yudhishthir Maharaj said that we see that everybody is dying around. Where are our grandparents? They died. They are dead and gone. Everybody around is dying. People are becoming old and they die. But a person is so much into illusion that he thinks that I am not going to die. He keeps on enjoying and forgets the purpose of life, the goal of life. So here it is stated that we are into this age of Kali Yuga. There are four Yugas: Satya Yuga, Trita Yuga, Dwapar Yuga and Kali Yuga. And in the Satya Yuga, the lifespan was 1 lakh years. People would live for 1 lakh years. In Treta Yuga, for 10,000 years. Dwapar Yuga, for 1,000 years. And in Kali Yuga, the age in which we are living, the lifespan is only 100 years. So we have very less time. And there are so many disturbances. We are growing old. So many disqualifications in this age of Kali Yuga. So many problems. So, after getting this human form of life, we have to take it very seriously. We have to seriously endeavor to perfect our life by going back home, back to Godhead. Narottam Das Thakur says that Radha Krishna na bhajiya janiya suniya khai bisha khainu. We have got this human birth, but we have forgot to worship Radha and Krishna. And the result is what? We have knowingly taken poison. We are not worshipped the Supreme Lord. So we have very less lifespan and we are suffering in this suffering from birth, old age, disease and death. The Adi Bhautik, Adi Devik, and the Adi Devik miseries. So one should try to accelerate. Or although we are already late, we have come to Krishna consciousness. We are already late. We came. It is stated in the Bhagavatam that one should start at a very early age. but we have come very late. So one has to accelerate this making advancement in Krishna consciousness. Because in this age, as there are so many disturbances, we see that this material world is such a dangerous place that there are dangers at every step. Just like there was the terrorist attack, people were enjoying in this very beautiful and luxurious hotel, but they never knew that today is my last day. So many such incidents are taking place, and we see in this material world, in the past also, tsunami, earthquakes, bomb blasts. So there is danger at every step. So many obstacles and problems are coming. So one should understand that, yes, death is certain. One should, the acharyas state that one should always have the feeling that I am going to die at this next moment. This will make one serious. This will, and then the person will take seriously to Krishna consciousness. So we see that it's very rare that very few people come to Krishna consciousness, although we have got this opportunity, this human birth we have got, but very few people take to this process. So it's our responsibility to spread this Krishna consciousness to whomsoever we meet. We preach about this process and help each and every human being to take to this message of Bhagavad Gita very seriously. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any doubts, any comments?
Hello. Yeah. Hare Ram, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
We talked about the purpose of life. We have our family. We have our role playing. We are daughter, we are wife, we are mother. And so our purpose is to, you know, fulfill our duties. And as the life proceeds, and there is a sudden change, and we understand that the complete purpose of what we are living is completely actually not there. And then we realize, then we feel lost at the purpose of life. So this is the juncture where we try to understand what is the purpose of life. So in Bhagavad Gita, as you said, what is the purpose of life? We don't understand. Can you just elaborate?
So we see that most of the people are in ignorance. They are in darkness. So but when one gets knowledge, he comes to light. Then he understands the real purpose of life. There are so many thousands and thousands of people in this world, but very few people know the actual goal of human form of life, which we can understand through this Bhagavad Gita. This is the scripture, the words of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like we see that we have a complicated machine, and along with that machine, the manufacturer gives a booklet, the manual. Similarly, this we are into this complicated world, material world, and we don't know what we are doing, why we have come here. what's going to happen after death, who am I, what is actual goal of life. We are suffering here. We are into this complicated world, so confused, don't know. So when we hear this message of the Lord directly, we understand the words of the Lord. We take guidance from the devotees who have studied the scriptures. Then the purpose of life, the real purpose or the goal of life becomes clear to us. So, definitely, because we were in ignorance, we were not knowing that, oh, what is the goal of, according to us, we were thinking that, oh, to have lot of money, to have big bungalow, lot of cars is the purpose of life. If I have more money, I'll be happy, wealthy, blissful and peaceful. But we see in this world that although there are so many rich people, healthy people, wealthy people, powerful people, but still they are suffering. But when one comes to Krishna consciousness and he understands that, oh, this is not the real goal, to become rich, famous or very wealthy person, but the purpose of human form of life is to go back home, back to Godhead, is to go back to the place from where we have actually come from. We are into this material world. This is a foreign place for us, for the spirit soul. We were living with the Supreme Lord, but we have come, we have left his association and we have come here. But then we get this guidance, the goal becomes clear. So it's very essential to understand, get this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, to come to temple and hear regularly the message of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Then even we can guide our family members, take care of our children very nicely. And also the Shastras state that it is the responsibility of the parents to guide their children. Because they have given them birth, it is their responsibility to bring them on the right path. It's their responsibility to take them actually back home, back to Godhead. So please keep coming here and hearing to the Srimad Bhagavad Gita classes and you can know more about this. Thank you very much. Anybody else? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai.